On this Tuesday afternoon, we're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming, to discuss the weather forecast. Don, I want to start in your part of the world and then make our way to the east and maybe to the southeast eventually. What are conditions like in Wyoming and Montana?
Well, those areas that have experienced some warmer weather finally, and also a weather pattern that's been much better, especially for stock growers in the Western High Plains and Rockies. Still waiting for the mountain runoff to get started, and some of that warmer weather has got that going, although not full bore yet.
All right, that was the reason I asked about them to begin with, but not started yet. Are we still concerned about flooding once that starts?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we are looking at some areas of the western part of the United States that when the snow melt gets going, we've got snow packs that are 150 to over 200% normal in some drainages. I don't think we're going to see anything like what has happened in the Midwest earlier this season, but it is going to be a concern. And then those waters flowing off the east slopes of the Rockies are going to be moving into some of the major river systems like the Missouri, for example. And so we'll need to watch added water from runoff in the mountains, complicating things as we look towards the Midwest.
And then looking towards the Midwest, we'll start with the Dakotas and Nebraska. What conditions will they be toiling under for the week?
Well, for the week, Nebraska and the Dakotas not looking at a lot of weather, especially the Dakotas, although Nebraska is going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity, mainly of the scattered variety. But we do see, as we get into the end of the weekend and next week could be wet, especially for South Dakota, Nebraska, southern areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, portions of Missouri. That northwest Corn Belt, I think next week, the mid to latter parts of next week, could see some pretty good rainfall amounts. You know, we could see 2, 3, 4 inches of rain in some areas. Now, this is going to happen in the 8, 9, 10-day period from where we're talking now. So I do see some concern with some real wet weather moving into those areas.
Do we divide the nation next week between the Northwest and then, say, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio?
Well, I think all of those states you just mentioned are going to be wet, with the western and central areas looking the most wet, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois in particular.
Oh, interesting. And after that, we'll be in the month of May. Do you have any good guesses?
Well, looks very much like we're going to go into that first half of May with an average pattern, meaning we don't see any major deviations from normal. We're not seeing nearly as much cold air as available during the first 2 weeks of May that we saw here in early April. I still think there will be portions of the West that still could have one or two more snow events, but it looks like May going to start off with wet conditions, but temperatures close to normal.
And finally, wrap up with the Delta and the Southeast.
Well, those areas are looking a little bit drier. When we talk about the Southeast and Delta areas, well, precipitation's in the forecast, that's one area that maybe is not going to be as wet as it's been.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.